Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hi, guys. Unfortunately, I can't tell you my name because some people might recognize me. I'm not ashamed of what I went through. In fact, I'm pretty proud of myself. But my parents might be uncomfortable with what I'll be sharing. That's why I decided to keep my identity a secret. I hope you understand. 3 years ago, when I was 14, my dad owned a car wash that he had opened with a partner. Everything was great. We were doing very well financially. My brother and I started going to private school. We moved to a fancy area. It's so easy to get used to good things. We'd adapted to our new lifestyle so well, we soon felt as if we'd be living like that for years. And then one day, it all came crashing down. The police raided my dad's work. It turned out that his partner was using the car wash to launder money. We found out that he'd been dealing drugs for years. The police arrested my dad too, but they let him go when they realized that he didn't know anything about the illegal business. However, the car wash was confiscated because of his partner. Naturally, my dad was really traumatized by what happened. He couldn't accept that he'd been duped and that he had been part of something illegal. All of a sudden, our lives turned upside down. He pulled himself together a few months later and opened a new car wash in another part of town. Unfortunately, things didn't go as expected. He had to close down after a while. He had taken out a bank loan for the new business. When he couldn't pay it back, we went bankrupt. We lost everything we had. It was a very difficult period for our family. I wanted to help out, so I got a job at a restaurant run by my friend's father. I was working there after school, washing dishes for the first time in my life. It was not the best job, but I was happy to be making money. I would work until the restaurant closed at night and wake up early to go to school the next day, no matter how tired I was. I was working 6 days a week with only one day off. I used to spend all my free time playing games on my computer, but now I only used it for schoolwork. One day, a friend told me that a new map had been added to a game that I really loved. I wanted to take a quick look. When my dad came into my room, he saw me playing the game. He got really angry. Your mom and I stay up all night trying to figure out what to do. We can barely sleep. But you're just playing your games as if nothing happened, he said. He accused me of being selfish. He kept getting angrier. Finally, he said, when you buy your own computer, you can play as much as you want, and took away my laptop. That was probably the worst day of my life. I cried for hours under the covers because I felt it was so unfair. Then, all of a sudden, I stopped. I started telling myself, don't pity yourself. Don't pity yourself. It was almost dawn. I promised myself I'd never wallow in self-pity again. I was going to do everything I could to keep this promise. I went to school without getting any sleep. When my girlfriend saw me, she could tell that something was up. I told her what had happened with my dad. At first, she was really upset, but when I told her about my decision, she said she was proud of me. She looked at me and said, you're one of the funniest people I know, and I think you can make money from it. I have an idea. I can help you if you want to try it. I didn't go to work after school. We went to my girlfriend's house. A couple of hours later, I was sitting in front of her computer wearing a chicken mask. I made an account on Twitch and started live streaming. I was playing just like everyone else, but there was something different about me. I was clucking with a mask on. It was my girlfriend's idea to create a half-human, half-chicken character. The mask was her brother's. I was clucking and making jokes like I was a chicken. My girlfriend was cracking up. Her laughter was very encouraging, so I performed much better than I thought I would. It was like I was on a show. 2 hours in, I had reached 500 viewers. You wouldn't believe the sounds I made when I got my first donation. It was a perfect night. I was filled with hope. I could quit my job at the restaurant thanks to my girlfriend. I don't want to belittle that job, but I was sure that I could make so much more money on Twitch and much more quickly. Things went even better than I expected in the next few days. My audience grew a lot, but nobody knew who I was because I was using the nickname Big Bird and wearing a mask all the time. To them, I was a large, funny bird. But there was also the beautiful girl whom the camera never showed, but whose laughter they could hear. I didn't tell my family that I was on Twitch. I wanted to tell my mom and my brother, but I was too scared of my dad finding out, so I didn't say anything. They all thought that I was still working at the restaurant. I wondered if I had told my dad that it was possible to make money by playing games, would he have lightened up a little bit? I didn't think so. Parents don't really like children playing video games. Whenever they can, they try to stop them. I'm sure of it, and I can understand why. But I think my dad was obsessed with the whole idea of games. I think he unleashed his hatred of games that day by using our family problems as an excuse. One night, something really interesting happened. I was live streaming as usual with my mask on. At one point, I looked at the chat window on the screen. Big Bird, do you want to get the biggest donation of your life in exchange for removing your mask? The message was from one of my most loyal fans, Ringo Starr. He made a donation every day. I clucked. Biggest donation of my life? I just hatched from an egg not that long ago. The only thing you can do is give me the biggest donation of my life so far, I said. You're right. Okay, let's do this. I'm sure it's not just me, but everyone who's watching you now that wants to see your face. Will you take off your mask if everyone makes the biggest donation they can? He replied. I stopped for a second. I looked at my girlfriend. She shook her head, telling me not to do it. I knew that there would be no turning back if I said yes, but we were live. I could just stop streaming right after taking off the mask. I had only wanted to hide my identity from my dad, not anyone else. My dad is the least tech-savvy person in the world. Twitch was like another planet to him. There was no way he was going to find out about what happened here. I took a deep breath. I said, well, let's see the donations. Prove to me that you really want to see my face. If you convince me, then I'll be a human for a moment. As soon as I said this, the donations started pouring in. My girlfriend slammed the door and left. I didn't really care because I was so overwhelmed by the amount of donations. They just kept on coming. I waited for a while after the donation notifications stopped. I couldn't see the viewers, but I was sure they were all holding their breath. I thanked them by clucking. All right, you've convinced me. I'm taking off my mask for 20 seconds. Then I'm going to log off. But tomorrow I'll be back as Big Bird, I said. I waited for a moment. I took off the chicken mask and looked at the camera. I showed my face clearly. I winked at the viewers. Then I logged off. I was feeling really weird. I looked at how much money I got. Wow. It was like a dream. Just then, my girlfriend stormed into the room. I told you not to do it. The mystery is gone. Why would anyone watch you now? She said, yelling. I told her that the reason why I had agreed to put on the mask was not to be mysterious, but to avoid being found out by my dad. Look at all this money. Don't you think it was worth it? I said, hugging her. She looked at me and said, I hope you don't regret it. The next day, I went straight home after school. My dad smiled when he saw me. Do you have the day off? Your brother went to the dentist with your mom. Come on, let's have coffee together and chat, he said as he walked into the kitchen. He came back from the kitchen, saw the money on the coffee table, and was totally shocked. I asked, will this be enough for you to pay off your loan? My dad was still in shock. I don't know, probably. But where did this money come from? Whose is it? He asked. It's yours, I said proudly. Please don't ask me how I made it. All I can tell you is that I earned it and I didn't do anything illegal. He sat next to me and put his arms around me. You made it online, right? Oh no, sorry, not online. I should say from games. I know you don't work at the restaurant anymore, Big Bird, he said. He was smiling so wide, I could see all his teeth. It turned out that my girlfriend's dad called him one night. The kids are not doing anything bad, but my daughter said that you don't know about it. I thought you should know. But don't be mad. You should be proud of your son. He's doing a really good job, he said. My dad had been watching me ever since. I was so surprised when he told me his favorite jokes from my streams. I never thought he would like my sense of humor. But the day before, he fell asleep while he was watching me. So he didn't know about me taking off the mask and getting all those donations. He got really emotional when I told him about it. They gave you all this money just to see your face? And you're giving it all to me? He asked. Yes, I was giving it to him. I was so proud that I was able to earn this money to help my dad pay off his loan. The next evening, I was in my girlfriend's room to live stream for the last time. Because my dad and I agreed that from now on, I would do it from my house. But there was a surprise waiting for me. Even though I had the chicken mask on and I was making killer jokes, I had less than 100 viewers. Yes, the mystery was really gone now that everybody knew what I looked like. Even Ringo Starr, who started the whole donation thing to see my face, only stopped by for a few moments. After that, I tried wearing other animal masks and inventing different characters.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
But nothing worked. I'd lost all my followers, so after a while, I stopped live streaming altogether. But I was so happy with what I'd accomplished during my short-lived fame that I didn't care. Anyways, I don't really have time for anything else these days because I'm spending my evenings with my dad at the internet cafe that we opened.
Hi. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone, I'm Owen. What I'm about to tell you happened when I was in the eighth grade. It was a really difficult year. I'm sure you'll be shocked and a little freaked out when you hear my story, because it sounds like something straight out of a horror movie, but there's nothing to be afraid of. At the end of the video, you'll see that there's a rational explanation for all the supernatural stuff that I went through. But first, a little reminder. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this channel now. This way, you'll be the first to know when we upload new videos. And please don't forget to like the video if you find my story interesting. When I was in junior high, two things really bothered me: my height and my voice. My friends sounded older since most of them had started puberty, but I still sounded like a little kid. I would check my voice first thing in the morning when I woke up, and each time I'd be bummed out that it hadn't changed. It seems funny now how upset I was about something like this, but I was really hung up on it at that time. I was also really upset that I wasn't getting taller fast enough. I was one of the shortest kids in my grade. My friends had suddenly shot up. I knew I couldn't make my voice any deeper, but I thought I should be able to do something about my height. I Googled, how can I make myself grow taller? I clicked on every single link that came up. Playing sports, especially basketball, was a common recommendation. I saved my allowance to buy a basketball hoop and a ball. Normally, I'm pretty lazy when it comes to sports, but this time I was really motivated. I really wanted to grow taller. I was going to do whatever I could to become as tall as my friends so they'd stop looking down on me. After coming home from school, I would change my clothes and play basketball for hours. At the time, the only sign that I had started puberty was a huge increase in my appetite. No matter how much I ate, I still felt hungry. It was as if I had a deep hole inside me and I was trying to fill it. My family also noticed my insatiable hunger. I was the first to sit down at the dinner table and the last to get up. After dinner, I would go to the kitchen every 10 minutes to look for a snack. When I started overeating, my mom began to hide food from me. I found out about it later. One day when I came home, I noticed the house was smelling like cake. I got really excited and ran to the kitchen. I asked my mom, "Did you bake a cake? It smells amazing." My mom said, "No, I didn't bake anything. The smell must be coming from the neighbors." I believed her because my mom had never lied to me about stuff like this. That whole day, the smell kept driving me crazy. It was all I could think about. At night, after everyone had gone to bed, I decided to check where it was coming from. Do you know where I found the cake? Inside the laundry machine. I was thrilled like a pirate who'd just found the treasure. I kept eating piece after piece until I finished the whole cake. When my mom saw it the next morning, she was pretty angry. It turned out that her friends were coming over. She made the cake for them. She wasn't able to save it from me, even though she hid it really well. When my dad found out, he said mockingly, "One person can't eat so much cake by himself. There's definitely one more person inside you. Let's give him a name. How about Ian?" This Ian joke went on for a long time. At dinner, when I would ask my mom, "Can I get one more plate of this?" My dad would say, "Owen is full. Now it's Ian's turn. He needs to eat too." Even though it bugged me a little at first, I got used to it eventually. I began to ask my mom, "Is there enough left for Ian?" when I wanted more food. One night, I woke up soaked in sweat. I'd had the scariest dream. This hand was coming out of my mouth as I was eating. It was holding a fork saying, me too," in a raspy voice. It was the first time I'd dreamt of Ian, the person who lived inside me. I was so relieved when I realized it had only been a dream, but the next night, Ian was in my dream again. This time, he was trying to push his head through my mouth. At the same time, he was screaming, give me food," in that weird voice of his. I woke up gasping for air. The next morning, when I talked about my dream, my dad said, "It sounds like you can't feed Ian enough. He's coming for you in your dreams," and laughed. The following night, I saw Ian yet again, but this time it wasn't a dream. Yes, I saw Ian in real life. After I brushed my teeth, I felt something in my mouth. I looked in the mirror. I saw a pair of eyes looking out. You heard that right. I said a pair of eyes. Ian was looking at me from inside my mouth. You have no idea how scared I was. I couldn't run and tell my parents about it because it was ridiculous. I was so scared, I couldn't fall asleep for a long time. Finally, I convinced myself that I had dreamt it. That's how I calmed down and was able to fall asleep. Unfortunately, I started seeing Ian even more frequently after that. Sometimes I'd hear his voice too. He was constantly asking for food. When I'd wake up in the morning, I would check inside my mouth with my phone's camera to see if he was still there. And when I'd see those scary eyes, I would immediately close my mouth. Now, I was sure Ian was real and he lived inside me. I knew my parents would think I was crazy, but I decided to talk to them anyway. When I told them what was happening, at first, they laughed. But when they realized this was no joke and I was dead serious, they panicked. My dad said, "That can't be happening. I made a silly joke, and it went on for too long. It's all my fault. Let's not talk about this ever again," he said. To convince them, I said, "Look inside me. You will see Ian for yourself," and opened my mouth. My mom said, "Owen, I'm getting worried. Please don't talk like this." When I insisted, she had to take a look. But she didn't see anything. Unfortunately, I was the only one who could see Ian. The next day, we were in the waiting room in a hospital. Without wasting any time, my dad got an appointment with a psychiatrist, that is, a mental health doctor. The doctor asked me many questions. He didn't comment on whether what I was seeing was real or imaginary. He just kept nodding and taking notes. I later found out that the doctor told my parents, "Owen is, of course, hallucinating. However, apart from the hallucination, he doesn't have any other symptoms of a specific mental disorder. There must be another reason for this. We can't start treatment before we identify what that is." And he asked us to come back in 3 days after he had done some research. Nothing changed in my life in those 3 days. I kept seeing Ian inside my mouth. He was asking for food all the time. I was eating huge amounts of food to satisfy him. I had begun to eat enough for 3 or 4 people. Perhaps there were other people inside me in addition to Ian. When we went to the psychiatrist again, there was another doctor with him. That doctor's specialty was neurology. That means he treats diseases of the brain and the nervous system. He examined me as well. He made me tell him my story. "Did you recently get hit in the head?" he asked. After the examination, they put me inside a huge machine and scanned my brain. We'd get the results the next day. They wanted us to be at the hospital early in the morning. The next day when we arrived, we saw that there was another doctor in the room alongside the psychiatrist and the neurologist. His specialty was disorders of the stomach and the digestive system. He examined me like the others had done. Then he wanted to run some lab tests on me. You're curious about what happened, right? When you find out what my issue was, you'll realize it had something to do with all three doctors. Let me tell you what it is before I drive you crazy. Guys, I had a 20-foot-long tapeworm living in my intestines. Tapeworm is a parasitic animal that lives in the small intestine. These worm-like creatures feed on everything that we eat. This was the reason I was eating so much. Because I was sharing everything I ate with these worms, I was always hungry. So is Ian, the person who lives inside me, real? Of course not. The worms laid eggs inside my intestines, and some of those eggs went up to my brain. When the eggs hatched, the larva, or the baby tapeworm, were released. I began seeing hallucinations because of the larva in my brain. My brain turned my dad's Ian joke into a character and began projecting that to me as if it was real. I'm so lucky I got cured thanks to these three doctors. The tapeworms in my intestines were the specialty of the digestive system specialist, the larva going to my brain the specialty of the neurologist, and my hallucinating the specialty of the psychiatrist. The worms in my intestines and the larva in my brain were surgically removed. I don't have any health problems anymore. I found out that eating raw or rare meat is how tapeworms enter the body. I probably got it from rare meat. My dad often makes barbecue in our backyard. I always eat the meat rare because it's more tender. Apparently, once, when the meat was really rare, the tapeworm eggs must have entered my body. After this, I will be much more careful. By the way, for those who are wondering, I did get taller. As you can hear, I also don't sound like a kid anymore, and I don't eat as much as I used to. Now, it sounds really funny that I believe there was a person living inside me. The brain is an extraordinary organ, extraordinary enough to show you something that doesn't exist. If someone else was telling me all this, I might not have believed them, but it's all true because I lived through it. Thank you for listening to my story. If you liked it, please don't forget to hit the like button. See you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.